gas can be renewable, in which case it can play an essential, an important role in delivering clean energy by 2030 and beyond.
So, good news. Then what's the global picture of renewable gas? What are our options?
Renewable gases or green gases such as biogas, biomethane, green hydrogen, or synthetic methane can be produced from a wide range of agricultural products and byproducts such as green wastes, agricultural, agri-food, or industrial waste, and of course wood. They can also be produced from green electricity and be seen as a means to store green electricity by converting green electricity into green hydrogen or methane, if relevant, via the power-to-gas technology.
But listening to you, frankly, I always had a question, Samuel. What's the difference between biogas and biomethane?
Okay, Moresh, let's have a look now to the first step, the anaerobic digestion pathway. Biogas is a result of a complex biological and chemical process known as anaerobic digestion or methanization. Anaerobic means that this is an oxygen-free technology which consists in breaking down large organic compounds from the feedstock into smaller ones with the help of microorganisms. Feedstock are mainly green wastes, household waste, agricultural, agri-food, or industrial waste. The final product of methanization is biogas and digestate. Biogas is composed mainly of methane, between 40 and 70%, carbon dioxide, between 30 and 60%, and various compounds like water vapor, oxygen, nitrogen, or hydrogen sulfide. Digestate can be used for natural fertilizer for agriculture. Biogas can be used, of course, on site where it is produced to generate heat and electricity in a combined heat and power plant, CHP. It can also be injected into the gas grid once upgraded into biomethane, which means after CO2 removal, and then transport it to the final consumer.
So now I get it. I see the difference between biogas and biomethane. Well, what you said is just like my belly that does anaerobic digestion. Well, the good thing is that it's not the same feedstock, but what other options do we have to produce biomethane?
There is another option, starting from the dry biomass, wood typically, to produce biomethane through gasification and or pyrolysis. The gasification of biomass involves the heating of the biomass feedstock at high temperature with a restricted air supply. We can also use a pyrolysis where the biomass is heated at a higher temperature, typically between 400 and 600 degrees C, and without oxygen. In both cases, the products are a mixture of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, methane, and hydrogen. The gas produced by the gasification process need to be further processed and or separated before it can be injected in the gas grid. Hydrogen can be, for example, transformed into synthetic methane through a methanation process. Pyrogasification process, which is completely different from the anaerobic digestion, can provide innovative, efficient, and additional solution to the anaerobic digestion pathway.
Okay, Samuel, I understand. Actually, pyrogasification is really the hot stuff. So, what other options do we have for generating renewable gas?
The third option is the power-to-gas technology, which is a new tool which is particularly relevant for supporting the massive deployment of green electricity from wind or solar. During period of abundant power, sun, wind. Power to gas may transform surplus electricity into green hydrogen by the electrolysis of water, and in a second step, if relevant, if decided, to synthetic methane via the methanation step. That is to say, by associating hydrogen, green hydrogen, with CO2 to produce methane. The produced synthetic methane has similar properties to conventional gas, the one we described previously, and thus can be used as its substitute without changing something in the gas grid. Power to gas coupled with gas network means that we can take advantage from the existing gas grid, for example, the gas storage.
That's good news. So actually, electricity grids and gas grids can now go hand in hand. Yeah. So, well, now we're at the end of this presentation. So what are the key takeaways? Mainly in natural gas, two main idea is that natural gas being the least greenhouse gas emitting fuel, it is really a good substitution option for more emitting fuels, mainly like coal. And as mentioned, US is really progressing in that direction, substituting coal power plants by gas fuel power plants. And other places like Asia should progress on that, and China especially. And now into the future looking portion, it's important to see that all the intermittency in renewables can be very well complemented with the dispatchable aspect of natural gas. It is a complement that can jump in anytime we are lacking renewables, either from direct production or from stored energy. And what's on your side?
Regarding green gas, the key takeaway message are that gas can be renewable and green, in which case it will play an important role by 2030 delivering clean energy to the final consumers. Biomethane can be produced from a wide range of agricultural products and byproducts, even waste, while green hydrogen can be produced from green electricity.
Okay, thank you. So from gas, historical side into gas, into the new world, I think we'll keep hearing about gas today and in the future.
Thank you, Maurice. Well, it was a nice discussion. Bye-bye.
Nice. Thank you. Bye.